Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Jerry Stengel. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a lot of fun talking about the exciting news about how many women-owned businesses are growing, the growth, the exponential growth, much higher percentage than all other businesses are growing with it to achieve $1 million a year in growth. Jerry, that's the research you're doing. That's what you've been working with American Express. You want to give us any more reporting on that survey, on your work?
Sure. So, again, the State of Women-Owned Businesses commissioned by American Express found that 1.7% of all women business owners have passed that $1 million mark. But there's been an enormous growth in the absolute number. So from 2007 to 2018, the number of women-owned businesses have grown by 46%, the number that have passed that $1 million mark, versus all businesses have grown only 12%.
Right.
So the growth is in million-dollar businesses.
It's very exciting to see how this is happening. There are many factors that have caused it, not the least of which are people like Jerry out there encouraging them, helping them with the fundamentals and giving them a hand up, a leg up, and to doing a better job of believing in themselves. That's what I wanted. Unless you've got something else, Jerry, I really want to spend a little time talking about helping women believe in themselves. Jerry, one of the things in my career, there have been times when the only reason why I survived and I'm here in front of you today was because there was only one thing left between me and collapse, me and total failure, one thing only, and that was my belief in myself. I didn't have any capital. Things were going bad. Things were getting worse, blah, blah, blah. You know, it just didn't look like, You wouldn't have invested a nickel in me, but I believed in myself and I dug it out, and I really like to encourage women to find a way to be more confident in what they're capable of and to believe in themselves. What do you think?
So I think all entrepreneurs feel that the journey of entrepreneurship is lonely. So what I encourage entrepreneurs to do, whether it's men or women, is really seek the support that they need. So especially when you're starting out, you may not be able to afford the experts, whether that's lawyers and accountants and coaches. You may not have access to mentors because that's in short supply, especially, if you're a woman entrepreneur and you're looking for another woman entrepreneur. So when I'm teaching entrepreneurship, I really encourage other startup firms in particular to find peers at the same stages
Mm-hmm. Are you putting women who aspire to have $1 million, are you putting them with women who've already accomplished that?
So sometimes, yeah, that they can be the mentors and the role models. So
right.
I think it's an inspiration to see that. But even before, you may aspire to that. What I find is one of the most helpful is, let's say you're a $100,000 business, to be part of a group that might have businesses that have $250,000,
mm-hmm.
So that they have overcome the obstacles that are most common to the size of business that you are, and can talk about it in a more real and raw way
mm-hmm.
than somebody who is already at the pinnacle. Once you've arrived, you almost forget how difficult it is
mm-hmm.
to start polishing what you say to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So while I do think that, you want to look to people who are at the very top, it's far easier to find people that are one or two steps above you,
right,
and they would be very willing to be talking to you about the challenges.
Do you recommend Women Business Centers? Do you recommend, where would the women? Go ahead.
Yeah. So absolutely, Women Business Centers.
There are over 100 of them around the country, folks.
Yep, absolutely. So I think that they're a great resource. I don't know the local resources in each city, but just about every city is going to have a Women's Business Development
Center. The SBA, I think, can help you with that. Hey, Gerald, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Keep up the good work. This is great news you brought us. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Give us the website, Jerry, quickly.
Ventureneer, VentureNeer.com.
Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.